financial literacy, and the human condition. Welcome to Financial Fitness with the Money Doctor, Dr. Francis Raham.
What are the other two?
Let's start with a roller coaster ride. I cannot believe the goofy things I do to talk to people about money, right? Hi, it's Francis. I just wanted to take a minute to thank you for watching this video. If you're catching us on YouTube, please help us help others by clicking like, subscribe, and all notifications so you don't miss any videos. And check back for the next video. I think you're going to love it. Thanks again. For more information, you can visit us at hugyourmoney.com.
Welcome to Financial Fitness. I'm Jess Tyler, along with the Money Doctor, Dr. Francis Raham. Hi.
Well, hello, Jess. We want to talk to people that are having financial troubles any time in life. And that really is about feeling stuck. Mm-hmm. You know, what level of stuck might you feel when you start to think about maybe it's time to get a little help somewhere, right?
Yeah. And I think maybe the holidays just jogs people's memory and it kind of brings it up more too. So it's all year long, but yeah, you start thinking about it a lot during the holidays when you got to spend money.
I think it does two things, Jess. I think it does bring it to mind, but it also tempts us to sweep it under the carpet more.
I'll deal with this in January. Yeah.
That's right. And that's fine. I mean, in the meantime, you know, probably nothing catastrophic will happen to you unless you're really in what I call the fourth phase of stuck, right? We'll talk about the four kinds of stuck.
Okay.
But that's exactly the point, is people come to Hug Your Money, which we affectionately call Hug. People come here for help when they are feeling like, geez, they're really doing everything they can on their own, but they're tired of going it alone. You know, it's not like they're in crisis mode. Sometimes they are, but they just might be saying, you know what? This is kind of like when I've been working out and I still can't get my quads to look the way I want.
Yeah, people want to see progress. Yeah.
Yeah. It's time for me to get a coach because I've done everything I know and I need some help. And so I'm going to go get some kind of a system that helps me. And that's what Hug Your Money is really about, is taking what you already know how to do and making it better, maybe fixing a few things, maybe recalculating a little bit. So I've boiled this down to four phases of stuck. What level of stuck are you? It's like a fun little game show. What level of stuck are you?
Okay. All right, what is the first level?
Well, the first level really is you're not stuck at all.
Okay.
You just want something better, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of our clients are in this phase. They're like a GPS system. You know when your GPS says recalculating?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're not really lost here. You just want a more direct path. You just want the route around all the traffic. You want to get to your destination earlier with minimal tolls. It's exactly right. So, you know, I tend to use these analogies because we all understand them. We've all been there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the not stuck thing, the GPS rerouting thing, that's exactly the point. That's phase one, okay? Phase two would be you're a little stuck, okay?
Okay.
This is like being, you know that grocery cart you get at the store? With a wobbly wheel.
The one bad wheel, yep.
Clunk, 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 clunk.
I take it every time, I know. Every time.
You can still operate it, right? You can still go
as you're dragging it through the store, yes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Leaning to the right all the time, you know. But it's really annoying, and you like to get a better cart, okay?
Yeah, try doing that with a kid in the front seat, too. That's always fun.
Exactly. That's category number two. That's the little stuck. Okay. What if you're moderately stuck? Now, this is like you go to the fairgrounds and there's a roller coaster and you're thinking, boy, that reminds me a lot of my life, you know, but but I'm going to get on it anyway.
Yeah.
And you get on the roller coaster and you're expecting to go up and over the first drop and you get partway up the incline and it stops.
That's not a fun place to be.
No, but that's your third kind of stuck. You're not really in any danger yet, right? You're okay. Yeah. You're just sitting there, but you're not going anywhere either.
Okay.
And it's not fun.
No, it's frustrating.
You're not having any fun yet, you know? What you got on this ride for, was to have some fun. Okay, and then the last kind of stuck. Okay, we have all done this. Well, maybe not all of us, but most of us, I think. You're moving a couch with a friend. And
Pivot
one of you
it,
decides, yes, one of you decides how it's going through the doorway, and somehow the
pivot.
two of you get this couch wedged in the doorway. You can't go forward. You can't go backwards. You need a new plan. And this is stuck level number four, where you're probably thinking about bankruptcy or some other drastic measure. Okay.
All right.
So
Let's
what?
drill down on the first two for the first half. Let's
Yes.
start with the first one.
Yes, we're going to unwind these one at a time. All right. The not really stuck, the recalculating route, right? GPS, recalculating. That's all you want to do. You want to take your existing habits that are already working well and let us show you how to line them up so that every dollar has real impact, right? So sometimes we're just taking what's already working for you and we're building on it to speed up your progress. So if this is the kind of category you're in, you need to know that this isn't only about debt. A lot of times people feel like their debt is just fine, but they think there's all this ancillary spending going on they'd like to get a handle on, and they don't want to argue with their partner about it all the time. So they want a little budgeting. They want some budget tools to go to that actually work, that actually are granular and help people figure out where that money is going without judgment, without somebody barking at them, without having an argument about why you can't get your nails done or why you can't have that sports package or whatever it happens to be. And then sometimes people are just wanting more in this category, and this is often the case. In fact, most often, I think it's that people want more for their future. They are doing okay. They're making money. They're paying their bills, probably on time. They might even be sending a little extra, but they want a better future. And so they're looking for a way forward. Now, it's important to know a couple of things about Hug Your Money before we talk about these other kinds of stuck. The first is what makes the impossible seem possible with us. Because I could talk to you all day long about how all this stuff is possible, and you might still be sitting there saying, yeah, but what if I can't afford more money? What if I can't send extra? What if I can't? What if I can't? What if I can't? And the fact of the matter is, what we do is the patented system meets you where you are, takes exactly the numbers you put in, and realigns them. It's not that we don't pay anybody. You're actually making your payments. You're in control of your money. We want you to have good credit. So everybody gets paid and everybody gets paid on time. But the patented system is what's doing the heavy lifting for you. So to start with, you just have to trust it. You just have to say, okay, today is the day I finally make the dental appointment. Okay, today is the day that you finally say, I'm going to go to hugyourmoney.com and I'm just going to plug my numbers in and click the submit button. I promise you, we do not sell your information. You will not be put in some weird portal where you get emails from salespeople all the time. You don't even have to talk to a person if you don't want to. So it's completely confidential, and it's really going to give you an instant free analysis. Did I say that? Free analysis, okay? So you can truly plug your numbers in, click the button, and see what your numbers would look like inside Hug so that you get the knowledge you need to move forward. You know,
So it's not so much with the program, tell me if I'm wrong on this, but it's not so much where you could be paying the same amount of stuff you're paying now for your debt, but you with the patented program showed how to apply it in a different way to get that stuff paid off quicker, even for the same amount of dollars. I mean, obviously you can throw more money
Yes.
at it to get it done quicker, but it's just kind of a reorganization of how you're paying. Is that kind of the gist?
It is sort of the gist for the debt part for sure. And I should say, if you have extra money, you might be throwing it to the wrong place. You probably think it should be going to that high interest rate credit card. That's what general knowledge tells you. We got a patent for a reason. And it wouldn't be because we're telling you to send it to the highest interest rate first. Okay. So, if you are sending extra money, put that into the system. I'm sending my $50 payment as the minimum payment and $20 extra every month to this debt. And I'm sending $30 to this debt. Our system will grab that money, harness it, and tell you where the smartest place is to send it.
Oh,
What's going to
smart.
get you out of debt the fastest way possible? You can always tweak these things manually, but it's designed to do the fastest, wisest way thing possible. So that's if you are just, you're not really stuck, you just want something better. What if you're a little stuck?
Okay.
Okay, you
Which
get
is
that
probably
wa
where most people are, right? Are they?
so, yeah, the wobbly shopping cart. Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is where, nothing's on fire. Okay. But it's entirely annoying.
Yeah.
And it is like that grocery cart. So you can still push it, but it's not going anywhere well. People reach out to us thinking that they are, I would say they reach out to us not thinking they're heading toward a crisis, but they have that in the back of their mind. Like, if I don't do something, I could be heading towards a crisis. And the system shows them that they're just a couple of little steps away from, like course corrections, right? They just need to correct these couple of things before they're back and feeling in control again. Okay,
Okay.
so that's the idea, is that you put as much information in as you possibly can. Most of these things are optional when you go to the forms, but just put as much in as you can. Estimates are fine. Estimating is fine, but you want to tell it as much as you can so that you get the most accurate, output, right? You want to see that analysis that really looks real for you. So, if you're just feeling that little bit of stuck, it's the perfect time to do this. Don't let it get worse, right? Fix the wobbly wheel before the whole cart crashes, okay? Groceries are everywhere. It's a mess. Nobody's happy.
Right.
So, yeah, I can tell you that this is one of the main reasons that people come to us. And certainly, one of the main reasons, excuse me, and certainly one of the main reasons that employers and groups and schools are picking this up as a group benefit, because addressing this str the stress that people feel financially, really, especially if you can do it early, but at any time, it prevents this bigger issue down the road. And stress reduction boosts production. Okay, I know that sounds tricky a little bit. I've come up with this great phrase, but stress reduction boosts production.
Yeah,
If
because
you're
you're not distracted thinking about how you're
exactly.
paying for a certain. Yeah. And I love that employers are now smart enough to be offering this to employees as a benefit.
They are. And in fact, groups benefit from this greatly. Not only do the people come on board and get financial wellness, but the company benefits from all the things we're talking about, including better retention, better loyalty, things of that nature, even attracting better talent. Imagine you're some great talent and you're looking for a job, and you've got two companies to choose between, and one of them has got this program in place that's going to save you. Our average client saves more than $200,000 in interest. Average client.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And that
Okay.
actually kind of shows you which employer cares about you, which is nice. It's like a little
It
added benefit.
I think it does, and I think it makes for a good environment. And then people working, start to talk to each other about it, and you get this sort of camaraderie about how great your, remember when people started talking about how great their 401k plan was? Imagine your employer gave you a couple hundred thousand dollars into your 401k plan when you
Yeah,
signed
that'd be
on.
great.
You'd be pretty impressed, right? So for employers, because this is so affordable now as a group, as low as $39 a month, and for really large groups, maybe even less, right? Because it's so affordable for groups, the ROI, the return on investment, is enormous. It's probably the highest ROI benefit that you can pick up as a company, or as a school, or an organization, or a group.
Now, if you're a business owner and you're listening right now, how do people find out more about this? How would they get in contact with you to kind of get this started for their employees?
Sure, whether it's a group or an individual, just go to hugyourmoney.com. And if you're a group, you'll see right up there in the navigation, groups, right? Click on it. You'll get a landing page with an ROI calculator. Your HR people can put in how many people you have, what your payroll
Okay.
is. You will get your exact ROI based on our plan prices. And then just contact us for a demo.
All right, and what's the phone number?
413-773-3333.
All right, we've gotten through two kinds of stuck, but we've got two more, the worst kinds, and that's coming up in the second half. You can visit hugyourmoney.com. We'll be back with part two of Financial Fitness with the Money Doctor, Dr. Francis Ram, on FranklinCountyNow.com.
Financial Fitness with the Money Doctor is underwritten by Hug Your Money. Mission granted, chase your dream. Hug Your Money, where financial wellness gets personal.
Welcome back to Financial Fitness. I'm Jess Tyler, along with the Money Doctor, Dr. Francis Ram. Hi.
Hi.
And we're talking about four kinds of stuck that people get into with their finances. We've done two of them already. What are the other two?
Let's start with a roller coaster ride. I cannot believe the goofy things I do to talk to people about money, right? Because it's hard to talk to people about money when they're so frightened or when they're so stressed that they can't reach out. So let me just reassure anybody listening, I have been probably worse off than you are. Okay.
Right.
I know how to get you out. The system is designed to get you out. The system is designed to meet you where you are, whether you're not very stuck, you're a little stuck, or you're this kind of stuck, which is you're on the roller coaster and you're stopped on an incline.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where payments feel heavy. Okay.
Yeah. And getting off the roller coaster, not really an option right then.
That's right. You really know. Well, yeah, it's tricky, right?
Yeah.
You really know you're going to need some help. Payments feel heavy. You're not flirting with bankruptcy yet. You know, in fact, if somebody brings up the word, you don't even consider it. You're like, no, I want my credit, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you may not even qualify for bankruptcy, which is our fourth kind of stuck. But, you know, you're making your minimums, but it seems like nothing is ever going down. Now, this is where I was personally when I developed the first version of what is now Hug Your Money. I was paying out, I can't believe I say this on the air, but it's true, $10,800 a month in debt payments.
Wow. Yeah.
And none of it was awful credit card debt. It was mortgages, building, you know, houses at the beach and things like that. It was building the empire. But because of that, there wasn't a program that I found that could help me. Because they all deal with credit cards and they all seem to harm your credit, or they refinance your loans, or they just shift stuff around. And that's how Hug Your Money came to be, because I needed a solution for me, because I was in the third kind of stuck. Okay.
On the roller coaster. Yeah.
Yep. You're not crashing. You're not moving forward either. You're making your minimums, but you feel it, right? You're dragging it around. So again, you're not in danger, but you're not going anywhere without a major push. So you keep making your minimum payments with our system, okay? So the system is designed to keep your credit clean and to fix your problems. So if we're talking about the debt part, budget and retirement planning, future planning, that all comes with it, right? They're separate modules. But for this part, let's just talk about the debt for a minute. The system is doing the heavy lifting for you. So what you have to do is keep making your minimum payments. And that's really what you have to do. Right. You probably want to take advantage of the budgeting in there and probably start to plan for the future because it's available to you. But you can take exactly where you are right now. And this is where employers listen up. All your people that you think aren't in trouble because they're not complaining to you. They've probably all got mortgages, car payments, student loans, credit cards. That's why they're coming to you and saying, I need a raise. What else can I do? I think I might go to another employer because there's a better opportunity. If you start to lessen their debt and give them a sense of control, things will ease, okay? So this, all you have to do is make your minimum payments. The system will do the heavy lifting. It will recalculate the order, the timing, and the impact so your entire plan moves forward, and it will keep your credit clean. Everybody will still get their minimum payments. No, you don't get this. How is it possible if you don't send extra money?
Yeah, it seems like you would need extra income in order to make your debt go down quicker.
It does seem that way.
Yeah.
It does seem that way. And it's true in just about every other thing I know about. But here, what happens, to be honest with you, because it's not, I hate it when people say that phrase, to be honest with you. What, people are just going to lie to you instead? Okay, but to tell you how this really works, if you have extra money, great. We are going to harness that and use it like we talked about in the first half. If not, we just have to wait for that to emerge naturally, but it will inside the system through one of two paths. Either you'll just make your minimum payments according to the schedule that's in Hug Your Money, And when one debt is paid off, that money becomes what we call margin. That is, in fact, your extra money that we are
Okay.
going to send to the proper place. Not a snowballing effect, something much more sophisticated than that, okay? But we are going to choose which debt to send it to. That's one way you can start the ball rolling further, right? The second way is look at,
Sorry, go ahead.
that's a creditor calling you right now.
Exactly. Spam.
It is spam, I'm sure. You're very good with your money. Yeah, so that's one way you can find that extra money. The second way you can find it is do the budgeting stuff. Track your expenses. You don't have to build the budget. Just put the stuff in the system because something will emerge. I promise you, you'll look at it one day and say, oh, $50. We could save $50 there. Let me put it in as margin and see what it does to my debt plan.
Yeah, a lot of clients probably tell you how eye-opening it is because you don't realize that you're spending stuff till you actually start putting it in.
Yeah, we get two comments. One is that it's very eye-opening. And once they do it, they're very grateful for it. They're saying, wow, I never saw anything that got this granular. I could customize. It's really looking at what I've got. It's giving me this model month as an example. The other side says, I don't want to do it because I know it's ugly and I can't face it.
I
And
don't
I'm
want to
going
give
to
up
tell
my
you,
iced coffee every morning. Yeah.
yes. And so I'm going to tell you that is the time when you need to face it. And nobody's looking at that unless you want them to. It's completely confidential. It's between you and your hug concierge in our system, Dr. Finwell. Okay.
Who we
Nobody's going
talked
to
about last
call you.
week, yeah.
That's right. Nobody's going to call you on the phone and say, hey, I think you're overspending here. You should cut back. This is about you doing you better. Okay.
Okay.
We're giving you the tools you need to make that happen. Okay. Let's talk about, well, I guess I should say, so if you're in that mode of
Situation.
stuck, yeah, just go to hugyourmoney.com, set up your account for yourself and put your own information in. Completely confidential, free analysis, instantly. Nobody's going to bug you. You're not going to get sales calls from us or anybody else. All right. This is about you getting what you need to move forward. All right. And remember that that progress actually appears naturally in almost every case. So if you don't have extra money, don't worry about it. Just do this one thing. Give this little gift to yourself. Do one thing. Go to the website, fill out the form, click the button. Then see what you've got, okay? Don't freak out about it. Don't say it's going to be ugly. Just try it, okay? Just try it. It's like a food you never had. Just try it. Okay. If you are somebody already sending extra, we talked about that. Great. That's going to get redirected with precision. You know where to send it. The system knows what to do, and it's actually going to drive your whole plan forward. Okay. Wow. Okay. The fourth kind of stuck. When
You're
you're
careening
really
down the roller coaster.
stuck, worse. This is the couch in the doorway wedge that we talked
Oh,
about in the beginning.
yes.
So this is a stage where payments aren't just heavy anymore. Now they're impossible. All right. You're juggling due dates. People who are out there who have this are going to go, oh, she knows. She's in our checkbook. You're juggling the due dates. You're borrowing from one card to pay another. You're considering bankruptcy or some other drastic measure, right? Like, I'm just not going to pay my debt and they can come and get me for it, right?
And I think a lot of people do get to that point just because you're so overwhelmed.
When I was in version number three stuck, believe me, I was really thinking about what are my options here because I've done everything I know how to do. And I should say, this was long before I started Hug Your Money. That's why I am doing
Started.
what I'm doing today. Yeah. So it's that moment that we've all had at least once where we get that couch stuck in the doorway. You're not able to push forward. You're not able to push back. You and your partner, if there is one, are probably pushing like a push me, pull you, right? You're not getting anywhere.
There's a lot of
And
cursing going on.
yeah, and you've lifted, you've twisted, you've turned. Now it's jammed in there. You're not getting anything done without a totally different strategy. Okay. So the good news is all four of these kinds of stuck can be addressed at Hug Your Money, right? Pretty amazing, really, actually. So what I want to say is anybody who's in that position that I just talked about knows it already. And if you're an individual, go to Hug Your Money. Just go there, click the button, do the form. That's it, right? But if you're a business, I want to talk to you for a minute about this. Because I learned this from a client about our own system. It was fascinating. I had a very astute business person through COVID, The business was in trouble. The income they were making was not coming in anymore. They were still in afloat, but it just, they were making enough money. But all they were able to do now, instead of grow the business, was pay the minimums. They had all this debt on their shoulders, and guess what? They didn't qualify for bankruptcy. They made too much for a simple seven bankruptcy, right? Chapter seven. They made too much money. Now, they could have chosen a reorganization, a Chapter 11 or Chapter 13, to reorganize some of this debt. But the problem this guy had, and which most business people that we see, especially in small to mid-sized business people, is they had a personal guarantee on the business loans. That means they can't just file a business bankruptcy and get rid of them. So here's what this guy taught me. He came to me one day and he said, because I was talking to him about bankruptcy, and we got to the point where he said, I went to the lawyers you told me to go to, you suggested, and I can't file bankruptcy. Or if I file reorganization, it's going to be this many years. It's not going to wipe out my personal debt. My vendors are going to stop delivering. My business is going to suffer. My credit's going down the tubes. I
It's gonna
can't
make
have
things
that.
worse. Yeah.
So his solution to me, I credit this guy with it all the time because it had never occurred to me that this would be a way to use Hug Your Money, but boy, did it work. His
Okay.
solution to me was, look, I realized I can still make the minimum payments, so I'll just use your system, as he put it, to service a lot of debt.
Okay.
I'll just use it to service the debt. I'll just keep these debts in place. I'll keep my credit. I'll make the minimums, but by using our system, all his debt was gone in 5 years. He would have just been recovering from a bankruptcy around that time, probably, right?
Okay.
So for
Because
him,
it pinpointed where to send any extra money, is that kind of how that worked?
it just did what we do. It took no extra money. It let him pay off the first debt using a couple of tricks of trade. I mean, even if your first debt is a credit card, we have a couple of nuances that are baked into the system that will speed it up. So if you enter this in and your first debt says it's a credit card and you're not sending any extra money, but it says it's normally paid off in 5 years, let's say, that's being optimistic. And with our system, it's paid off in four. It isn't wrong. It's using other things we know to speed that up. And it's all in the system. It's all just baked right in there for you. All you have to do is log in and follow the system. It's super easy to follow. Okay. We are doing that heavy lifting. So all he had to do was do that until the very first debt was paid off. Then his margin emerged naturally. It went to the next place, the next place, the next place. So all he had to do was do that. In the meantime, this guy actually grew his business because he could. The weight was off of his shoulders. His vendors were delivering. His credit was clean,
Oh,
which
wow.
he came out of COVID and now was like, hey, I'm back in business. So now at the end of this si situation, because he was able to grow his business and pay his debt down, he had this incredible cash boost, which allowed us to make up for the lost time he had when he couldn't save for retirement because he was paying the debt.
Oh, that's incredible.
It's incredible. And
I
so
hope he's doing a testimonial for sure.
he's like a walking testimonial. I have to say, he sent me a number of business clients who were not flirting with bankruptcy, but just like, hey, if I can do this and get out of bankruptcy, imagine what you can do in good standing to make things better. But I did want to say that even if he hadn't grown the business, he would have felt this gap just by paying down the debt. I mean, this guy was paying more than I was in debt when I started the system, right? He was almost $15,000 a month in debt. So paying that off, all he had to do was use our system, and 5 years from now, he's got $15,000 a month not going to creditors. That's a new life,
And must have
right?
been such a relief for him.
I'm sure that it was a relief for him. He is still, not only are his family members of Hug Your Money, but friends of his business people, and he still stays in touch with us all the time. And we are now working his retirement picture instead of his debt picture. But it's a good point. You can just use the system to manage your debt properly if you need to.
Great options, not only for you as an individual, but if you are a business owner and you're going through this, it's great for that as well. Or if you want to show your employees that you really care and boost productivity, like you said, it's a great thing to offer them as a
Thank
benefit.
you. Yes, we really do believe that. That's why we've gone to the trouble of offering it as a financial wellness benefit to groups. But in closing, I just want to remind people, whether you are GPS recalculating, not really stuck, or you've got the wobbly shopping cart, or you're on the roller coaster partway up and you're not going anywhere, or you're really stuck with the couch wedge between the door, whether you're an individual Or you want to bring it to your employer, or your employer is listening. Schools, organizations, groups, anybody can do this. But the first step is you have to go to hugyourmoney.com and click a button or ask for a demo.
All right, I love it. What is your phone number too? I want to get that for everyone.
Of course, because you know what? Here at Hug Your Money, we still answer a phone and talk to people. Can you believe
A
it?
real person, yes.
A real person. 413-773-3333.
All right. And again, go to hugyourmoney.com. Dr. Frances Ram with Hug Your Money, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jess.
Financial literacy and the human condition. Welcome to Financial Fitness with the Money Doctor, Dr. Frances Rahm.
You know, we love, love, love our nurses, and we really appreciate our docs.
Yes.
And we assume, because they're honest people, that the whole bill is
Yeah.
going to be honest and everything in it is going to be honest. No, they're two different universes.
We are going to crush some medical debt today. Hi, it's Frances. I just wanted to take a minute to thank you for watching this video. If you're catching us on YouTube, please help us help others by clicking like, subscribe, and all notifications so you don't miss any videos. And check back for the next video. I think you're going to love it. Thanks again. For more information, you can visit us at hugyourmoney.com.
Welcome to Financial Fitness. I'm Jess Tyler, along with the Money Doctor, Dr. Frances Rahm. Hi.
Hey, Jess, how are you?
I'm always happy when we have a guest joining us. It's always fun.
Look who we have. We have Dr. Virgie Bright Ellington. Yes, like Duke Ellington, for those of you who know the musician side of me. And she is an internal medicine physician, a medical expert for billing, okay, and what I would call a fierce patient advocate, okay? So she's the author. You know those books that are, hey, 10 things your person doesn't want you to know?
Yes.
And you hear that title over and over. This is not that. She is the author of What Your Doctor Wants You to Know, which I think is pretty cool, to crush medical debt. What Your Doctor Wants You to Know to Crush Medical Debt. And the founder of Crush Medical Debt.
Finance Wellness, that's it.
So I want to welcome her to the show, but I want to tell a little tale out of school about her first. I hope she doesn't mind.
Oh, no.
But after dealing with her own overwhelming medical bills, she's a two-time cancer patient survivor, if I'm correct about that. She took her insider knowledge of health insurance billing and turned it into a simple three-step process that anybody can follow to crush their medical debt. So,
and I feel like everyone has medical debt, right? Pretty much.
Unfortunately, too many do. Not everyone does yet, but it's increasing. And for a few years now, several years now, it's been the number one cause. Medical bills are the number one cause of debt and bankruptcy in the United States.
Oh,
so
wow.
it's a big deal. It's a big, scary deal.
So welcome, Dr. Virgie. Is it okay if we call you Dr. Virgie?
Absolutely. And thank you so much for having me, Dr. Frances and Jess. Always good talking to you guys. Good seeing you guys.
Well, you're entirely welcome. I'm very happy. It took a long time to get you on the show. You're a busy woman, but we're really happy to have you. First, I want to ask you, is it true? She looks at me like, oh my gosh, I'm on the spot now. Is it true that up to 9 out of 10 medical bills have errors and that you might be paying money you don't actually owe? Is that really true?
It is true. The statistics show on average 8 out of 10,
okay.
But there's a couple of studies that show up to 9 out of 10. But I go with the more conservative number, 8 to 9 out of 10, 80% basically. That's a lot. That's still
it's
a
crazy.
Huge amount. And it's frightening and it's sad.
Yeah,
how
it's
do you
crazy.
Know if there's a mistake on there? Like for example, like, yes, if it's anesthesia and you know you didn't get anesthesia, that seems like an obvious one. But how do you know if it's something they did for you or they didn't do for you?
So great question, Jess. So what I just usually say, hey, just open the bill. Usually the first bill is not a real bill. It's usually not correct.
Okay.
You know? So I just say, don't think about, okay, what did they bill me for that's wrong? Just go through the three steps to make sure that you're on the right path. To, yeah, okay, this is probably what I owe, or there's something a little off. Something doesn't feel right.
I know I'm laughing about this, and medical debt is not funny. But what is funny to me is the same sort of patterns that we have as humans that tend to cause a problem. So you said first open the bill, and that's one of the first patterns I see is people do not want to open those envelopes. And not because they think they've won the lottery, right? They don't want to open them because they don't want to deal with what's in there. And then the idea that once you open them and you get this, that it's probably right and that you somehow are in a position of having to be responsible for it
That
rather
you
than
owe it.
argue it.
Exactly. Exactly. People assume, and especially with, we love, love, love our nurses and we really appreciate our docs. And we assume because they're honest people that the whole bill is going to be honest and everything in it is going to be honest. No, they're two different universes. So the docs, the providers, hospitals, they're the ones that are on the front lines providing the care, but it's a different universe who are sending the bill. And if I have to tell you, if docs knew what was being billed in their name and being, just crushing their patients, human beings, and causing tremendous stress, which causes medical problems, chronic conditions, we would just be out. They would be outraged.
And just to be very clear about this, it may not even be the people sitting at the front desk that you see. It could be a total third-party company
It's
that bills
never the
everything.
person at the front desk that you see. I
There you
guarantee
go.
you. It gets
There you
sent to
go.
someone else. There's nothing connected to your bill that you receive and the care that your physician and or the hospital provided for you. They're two different languages, two different worlds. And that's why you have to have what I call basic medical financial literacy in the United States to protect yourself from getting crushed by medical bills. I say, most of us in the United States, in this country, living in this country, are just one injury or accident or medical problem or chronic illness away from chronic debt, a lifetime of debt, or worse, bankruptcy.
Again, a pattern I think for people is feeling shame, feeling pressure. Feeling like they want to be a good
Absolutely.
person, somebody saved their life, they should just find a way to pay this. It's not like your doctor or your medical team is either going to change your level of care or go out of business because you argue that your bill isn't correct. All you're trying to do is get it to be correct, figure out what you really owe, and then use your system to crush it down and then throw it into our system and speed up the
There you
payoff
go.
and give it that
Correct.
double whammy. So, would you describe your three-step process for us?
Sure. So the first step, like we mentioned, is opening that bill and making sure, usually it's a snail mail bill that you get. I don't recommend that you go with the bill that they text you or that kind of thing, which is what they want to do. It sounds very conspiratorial, but I say they because it's a system, as you said. It's a corporation. It's a business. It's an industry. So the best thing to do is to get a snail mail, a real physical hard copy bill. Open it. And the first thing you're going to do, step one, is to make sure that you have what's called CPT codes. CPT codes are to medical services what barcodes are to products in a retail store. So, Dr. Francis, let's say that, you have your favorite brand of water and you're particularly thirsty this particular day as you're going past your bodega and you're coming back from your walk. And instead of the 8 ounce size, you're going to get the 16 ounce size. Well, when you scan it, that the barcode registers, hey, this is a 16 ounce of this brand. And so the computer knows on the other end what to charge. Same thing with CPT codes. It's a fancy name for codes, a barcode for medical services. And every medical service you can think of in the United States, any test, procedure, office visit, hospital visit, ER visit has a specific CPT code. So anything that does not have a CPT code is not a real bill. And that's just, I tell people, 80% of the foolishness that gets sent, I have lots of stories about people believing that what they've opened and what they've been sent is a real bill. And there's no CPT code to the first, no CPT code found any place on this document, right? I call them lots of things. I call them invoices or statements. Often I call them wish lists because they're wishing and hoping and praying you'll fall for it, right? So that's step one. Make sure it has CPT or CPT slash HCPCS. It's a subtype of CPT code. And it's about it's sometimes it start it's 5 digits, and sometimes it starts with a letter like an A, or for dental procedures with a D or something, but usually 5 digits. The thing is that if you're not sure, then call and ask, and that's part of step one. So step one, make sure you have a real bill with CPT codes. If you're not sure, your first step is to call the provider's billing department and say, hey, yeah, I got something in the mail. I usually say statement. I never say a bill. I got a statement in the mail and there's no CPT codes on it. I'd like to ask what the process is for getting a real bill or something. I usually say, quote, something with CPT codes, unquote. Who can I speak with who can help me get this? This is where the money is. The CPT codes are where the money is. And I still am surprised at, unfortunately, the training is with the folks in the front lines in the billing department and in customer service that they know this is where they've been trained to understand this is where the money is. And they'll tell you, well, no, we don't have that here. Or you're going to have to call your insurance for that information. Or, you know what? Maybe medical records will have that. They'll play dumb, but that's the way that's what they were trained to do. Sometimes, rarely, you have to say, look, let's do this. Can I get a quote UB-04 form, unquote? And then all the pretenses stop. They know that you know what you're talking about, and they'll stop that foolishness. So a UB-04 form is has CPT codes. It's what is sent from the provider to an insurance company. Whether you have insurance or not, they have a UB-0 form that they fill out for each patient.
Okay, I have to jump in on, and just before we go to break, first of all, I love to make up mnemonics to try and remember things. So for our people who are out there going, what kind of code do I need? Charging possibly too much.
No. I was talking
CPT.
to
No.
no. Yes,
No.
you're on the right track, Dr. Francis, but the real what CPT code stands or CPT stands
Yes.
for is can't pay this.
Ah,
Can't
can't
pay this.
pay this. I like that
I
better.
remember.
I like that better. And then the UB04, I don't have anything for that except
We're
that
gonna
I
have to
thought of the
work
band
on that.
UB2.
You've given me marching orders, Dr. Francis. I'm going to work on that and I'll get back to you. We'll have to come up with something.
UB04. You better
You
something.
better.
Okay. I'd love to talk to you more about this. And I'd love to hear, we have stories that will curl your hair about things people go through with medical debt. But this doesn't have to be huge medical debt. This can be small stuff. You just shouldn't have to pay it if it's wrong.
If it's too much
You
for you,
know?
I call it
Yeah.
bad medical bills. It's predatory billing, predatory medical billing. People have heard of predatory loans. It's predatory medical billing. And you don't really realize it, unless you have like a chronic condition or a big, huge accident or injury or something or surgery. And so you don't catch it. And so fine. But when it's a big bill, then you're like, okay, yeah, rut-row, what do I do now?
I need one of those can't pay this codes
Exactly. I
and a
need a can't pay this code.
UB04 form.
You better 04 form.
That's right.
All right, we're going to get into more of this for the second part of the show for financial fitness. But first, I want to get your phone number, Dr. Francis.
Of course, it's 413-773-3333.
And you can go to hugyourmoney.com. We'll be back with Dr. Francis Ram, the money doctor, and Dr. Virgie next.
Financial fitness with the money doctor is underwritten by Franklin County Technical School. We build futures. Visit fcts.us or call 413-863-9561.
Welcome back to Financial Fitness. I'm Jess, along with the money doctor, Dr. Francis Ram. Hi.
Hi, we're here back with Dr. Virgie Ellington, Virgie Bright Ellington. And just to recap, she's an internal medicine physician and a medical billing expert with more than 20 years of experience in primary care. And she's a health insurance expert about billing, the author of What Your Doctor Wants You to Know, not What Your Doctor Doesn't Want You to Know, What Your Doctor Wants You to Know to Crush Medical Debt. Great title. And she has an insider, she's used her insider information to create this simple three-step process to crush your medical debt. And I found it enlightening, completely enlightening. And we're going to ask her a little bit more about this and Medicare and things like that. But first, I wonder if you would tell your personal story as a cancer survivor with your medical debt.
Yeah,
Will
so
you? Yeah.
yeah, thank you for asking, because it's one out of eight. Back, I'm dating myself, but back when I was finishing med school and finishing residency, one out of 11, the number was one out of 11 women in the United States will be diagnosed with breast cancer at some point in their lifetime. I had my last oncology appointment a week ago today, and my oncologist told me it's the 10-year anniversary, and I've been, she said, you're free to go. You just have to come back once a year. And that's because you had your first diagnosis was 10 years ago. And fortunately, it was something that was caught early because of mammograms. Get your
Yes.
mammograms done, lady, ladies, please, please, please.
Every year.
So that was the first one. So I'm happy to share that because I'm a two-time mammogram success. And I will say that the first
Congratulations, by
time,
the way.
oh, thank you. I feel very fortunate. I feel very
Yes.
fortunate. And because I had access to a mammogram when I needed it. So just to cut to the chase, I was late for my mammogram in 2015. And it's like, you've got to get this done. But, life is busy. And then there was this guy that I really wanted to like get to know better that I met. And I was like, okay, well, if we want to be in a mutual monogamous relationship, then we should both get our HIV test done and all the things, right? So I'm going to go get this checked out while I'm there. And lo and behold, the mammogram was abnormal. And fast forward, the biopsy pathology was positive for what's called HRPR positive, receptor positive, which is great because that's very treatable if you catch it early enough, which I did. So, I share this story because a lot of us will put ourselves kind of like to the wayside. We're too busy, this and that. But if there's somebody that we want to do it for, our families, that cute person, you want to get to know better. I told my boyfriend at the time, now my husband, that it's like, oh, the good news is, my HIV test was negative. The bad news is I have breast cancer. So, yeah, all the things. So I had the lumpectomy and radiation therapy and all the things, and I didn't have reconstructive surgery for like a year after. And it was a great relationship. And so obviously if we got married later. So I share the story, ladies, to say, please, it makes a difference and don't put it off. And that thing was on the move. It had spread between the time that it got picked up on the mammogram to the time that I ended up getting the surgery done. So, it's a big deal. Fast forward 5 years, really busy with work. I was way overdue with my mammogram. And I realized, you know what? I'm 5 years out. Less than 5 years out from a breast cancer diagnosis. And, Ruchi, what are you doing? Get your mammogram done. Same old story. Got it done. And they said, hey, there's something here. This time, though, Dr. Francis, it was the biopsy was positive for the scary breast cancer type, which is triple negative. That's hard to treat, is super aggressive. And if it had broken through the duct, it was 1 millimeter from breaking through the duct. And they found by the time I got to surgery and had it removed. And it was so close that the pathologist called the doc in the surgery during surgery, which is what they do to make sure that it's clean, make sure they have all their borders, everything out. My surgeon called me the next morning and said, Virgie, I'm sorry. I know the pathologist said it's clean, but he called me back today and he said he feels uncomfortable. He can't get it out of his mind. It's only 1 millimeter. 1 millimeter. Which means, to cut to the chase, what that means is it was not months, not weeks, but days from breaking through the duct. If it had broken through the duct, I'd been 2 years maybe. I would have it would have taken out the mother of my kids. So I go on this diatribe, ladies, please. And if men, if you have a family history of women that have early breast cancer and ovarian cancer, get your genetic testing done so you can get your mammograms too. So anyway, I just have to say that. That's the story. And I was getting treatment and had a surgery that I was told the doc said, okay, the oncologist said, all right, Verge, great. You've got the surgery was great. I had multiple surgeries dealing with the cancer and And one of them is the hysterectomy to make sure you don't make hormones because of the first one.
Right.
And he said, no lifting.
Yeah.
And, you're good to go after, my first checkup. And I was like,
You
well,
lifted.
yeah.
Of course.
How did you know where that was going?
Oh, physician, heal thyself.
I rolled. So 2 months later, I was rolled into an ER. The sutures had opened, which is they tell you why you don't lift.
Right.
And the bowel got caught in there and it was going gangrenous and I was going septic.
Oh my God.
So I woke up after
Wow.
emergency surgery and found out I had this sweet roommate, a young mom who had two toddler children who had been told that, you really need to stay and have this workup done for their concern. She had a stroke. And this had happened to her a year ago. And they said, you really need to stay. And she says, you know what? I don't think I'm going to stay because last time I was here for a whole week like now, and I got a huge bill. And the day that they said I could leave, somebody from the hospital department came in and said, before you can leave, you have to sign this document that says you agree to pay whatever your insurance doesn't pay.
Yeah, which I think is really common, actually.
It's common and it's called balance billing, folks.
Yeah.
Don't fall for it. If you have insurance, don't fall for it. So if they're in network, that means that whatever the insurance agrees to pay, they have agreed to accept by contract. That's what a
Really,
network means.
that is
So that's a
really,
huge
really
deal. So
important.
it's one of the top five causes of inappropriate or predatory medical billing, meaning money that you don't owe, and that contributes to a huge medical debt and bankruptcy. So that's the story. I
Yeah.
when she told me this, I realized that she had been taken advantage of. I could tell, well, this is balance billing they did to this poor young woman. And I tell the story, the curtain dropped and I literally saw red. I was so enraged
Yeah.
because I knew she had been deliberately tricked into paying, agreeing, signing an agreement. If you sign on the
Yes.
line, you owe it, right? And I thought, you know what, Virgie, don't get mad. Don't get angry. Get to getting. Do
Yes.
something. And that's how Crush Medical Debt was born. So, yeah, it's a
What a
drawn out
story.
story, but
Yeah.
folks, please get your mammograms done and never pay the first bill. There's a guy that wrote a book with that title, and it's true.
What a great story. And a couple of points I just wanted to touch on. I'm really glad that you mentioned men. People think breast cancer is only something women get, and men are at risk as well. And the second thing is this balance billing. Now, I don't know about you, but I get little bills all the time that are past my copay, right? I'm in network, I pay a copay, then I get a bill. In fact, I got one that was more than 2 years old. And I called them up and said, I don't think you can do this. Now, I don't know if I was right or not, but I was just like, you don't get to just bill somebody 2 years after the fact, having never billed me before and expect I'm going to pay this. And they just wrote off the bill, you know. You were talking about the three-step process, which we talked about in the first part, so maybe we recap that slightly. But there's something about Medicare, the amount of Medicare that Medicare will pay for a bill that feeds into your system. Can you talk about that a little bit? How you,
Yes.
yeah.
So Medicare is a little bit different. So the three steps, it'll help put this in
Yes.
perspective. The three steps, step one is to get a real bill with CPT code. Step two is to take that number, the actual CPT code, and it's really easy. Just go online, and there's lots of any platform, any AI platform will pull it up really easily. Put in the CPT code, and up will pop the description of what it represents. And while you're there, also ask, what does Medicare pay for this rate? Or what's a Medicare range or payment range for this code, for this service? And that is where the money is, literally, as I mentioned earlier, was step one. So that's important, Dr. Francis, because Medicare, really actually 2 times the Medicare rate. In the medical legal system, the legal world, if you're disputing a bill, a fair rate is considered 2 times the Medicare rate. So
Yeah.
it's really important to get that number, that CPT code, take it to step two, and find out how much Medicare pays for that.
Yeah, it's a good benchmark, and you help people argue these bills, is my
Yeah, we
understanding.
do.
So, when we get these sort of
balance bills, right? You get something in the mail, it says your insurance paid $100 of the fee and we billed 130, you owe 30. Are you saying that we don't owe that if we're in network? It's simply not owed?
Exactly. So if
even
you're
on small bills.
To clarify that it is a network, you'll have providers, you'll call up and say, hey, do you take my insurance? They'll be like, oh yeah. And then you find out, you get a bill from the provider, and they'll say, well, you weren't in network. And the EOB will come about a little bit later, sometimes even precedes the bill. EOB right. means explanation of benefits. If it usually it's something, it'll say, this is not a bill. If it comes from your insurance company, it's not a bill. It's just telling you what you may owe and informing you what or not the insurance paid.
Right.
You know, what right. You know, they paid or not. So the EOB will say, yeah, 000. We didn't pay any of that. No. And you'll go back and you'll say, well, you said you were in network. And they'll say, well, that's your responsibility to know what your insurance is and what yeah. is covered and what's in network. I actually helped a client with that who came to me and we got it wiped away because in this case, it was basically a well-known in Boston diabetes center.
Yep.
She was new to new insurance, new job, new to the town. And when she was told, hey, yeah, no, Europe is your responsibility to find out if your insurance really pays for it. You can't just take our word for it. And she was adamant. And I had the client on the line with me and I called the provider and I said, the client said that she called twice to make sure. And you guys record your stuff.
That's right.
And we had the date of service or, you know, the date that she called, at least one of the dates that she called. And fast forward 20 days later, the bill was wiped away. So that's unfortunately that's, you know, AI can do a lot of stuff in terms of finding out what you've been overcharged for. But that's why, you know, I have the American Society of Certified Medical Bill Advocates. This is what we do is to help folks with the human side where it's a little bit more complex or a little bit more. They're trying to be a little bit more deceitful, unfortunately.
Hmm. Yeah, I know it's hard for people to believe that, but you really do have to be your own best patient advocate these days. And when it comes to the billing, you have to do that. And I love to talk to people like you because, you know, hug your money. We're all about everyday money. And that everyday money is really important. You know, you're about medical money. We're about debt, budget, retirement, all of that. So crushing the medical debt, when I first talked to you, I was like, this is so cool. You can whittle that bill down or get rid of it. And if you still owe something, you can throw it into a system like ours, along with your other debt, manage it with a little tiny payment, and pay it off ahead of schedule and save yourself a bunch of time and money in the balance. So just to recap your core message as we're closing out here, and I'd love to have you come back if you're willing to come back and talk more about this.
I've got
stories and you've got stories and all of that. But your core message is about 80 to 90%, I think, or maybe even 80 to 100% of medical bills contain errors. Contain errors. I say this about credit reports all the time. And regular people can use your three-step process to slash that medical debt and crush medical debt.
Yep, so that's it. And exactly the third step is what we talked about in our last little story is that you got to go back and negotiate. Step three is once you have the right number, you know what the right number is, you go back and say, you know what, I'm going to not use my insurance. I'm going to use cash. Mm-hmm. And this is a fair payment. Who can I speak with who can help me make a payment plan that fits my budget?
I've said the exact same thing over and over again on the show. Like call them up and tell them it's cash and ask this thing.
That's right.
Okay.
Step three. Those are three steps.
Where can people get a copy of your book?
Oh, you can go anywhere you find your books online, you know, and Barnes & Noble, all the good stuff.
Amazon.
And you can also, And you can also go to crushmedicaldebt.com.
Thank you very much. And once again, the name of your book?
What Your Doctor Wants You to Know to Crush Medical Debt. I call it Crush Medical Debt for short.
Yes, exactly. Thank you very much.
Phone number?
Oh, of course. It's 413-773-3333.
And you can go to hugyourmoney.com. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Virgie, for having me. I want to say 6 months later, I got a bill. I laugh about it. I tell the story. They tried to balance bill me for almost $90,000. Same exact hospital from that visit. And I'm cracking up, you know. I like, you know, they're trying to balance, Bill, the author of What Your Doctor Wants You Know to Crush Medical Debt, really? Oh, this is going to be fun. And they ended up in my book.
Oh, that's great.
That example.